Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about critical aspects of growing your podcast. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles and Izzy Dadosky from Rebel Marketing, Tanisha English-Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. This week, Tanisha is here. Tanisha's on a mission to help small businesses level the playing field through her digital marketing solutions. Tanisha, thanks for joining me again today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I like this idea. And I think those walking into a podcast, if they're looking at it as a marketing tool for their business, mm-hmm. they'll get this mindset, but they sometimes don't because it's still kind of a fun project for them. But mm-hmm. it's considering your podcast, thinking of your podcast as a business.
Yeah.
As a business, because some of the same strategies, almost all the same strategies in building mm-hmm. your business can be applied to building a podcast.
Right.
And therefore they kind of stay in line. So mm-hmm. let's jump into that. So what are your first thoughts about this strategy around, you know, keeping the podcast as a business mindset?
Yeah. You know, I feel like podcasts sometimes can fail because they do get treated as passion projects. And there's not always a clear plan of success. I can even use myself as an example. I've started and stopped multiple podcasts, some with friends, some on my own. And even with my latest podcast I'm working on, I did like a 3-episode kind of like pilot to kind of see how I wanted things to go. And now I realize like, okay, there are actually some tools that I need to put in place. There is some strategies that I need to put in place to be able to make this successful. And so really when it comes with our podcast, we have to kind of blend our creativity and our passion with like intentional strategy if it's something that we want to keep going, especially for those who are recording podcasts every single week. You definitely have to have a game plan for not only just getting everybody on the same schedule to get into the studio, but then from there you have to think about, okay, who's going to edit this, who's going to create the description, who's going to put that out. And if you're a one-man band, then there's a lot of things that you have to think about when you're going into, you know, starting your own podcast.
Right. And then, aligning that with the thought process of building a business. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you are an entrepreneur or building a business, whatever the case might be, you need somebody mm-hmm. to take care of the books,
yes.
the accounting piece. Okay. You're not going to do mm-hmm. that. Same mm-hmm. thing as editing. Okay. We'll put that in the bucket of editing.
Exactly.
And promotion. Okay. You own a business, but you really don't know much about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You outsource marketing.
Yeah.
And your podcast. Okay. Of the podcast, who's handling the marketing? How is this going to be marketed? That's where things
are.
Samples right there. The logistics, like you said, of scheduling everybody in the same place
mm-hmm.
to record. Well, that's your place of business. Location, or are you working out of a co-working space or whatever?
Exactly.
There are a lot of analogies here. Like, okay, mm-hmm. This is the same trajectory as building a business, as putting the podcast together. And, mm-hmm. and one of the more successful tools that I work with podcasters that they utilize for me is a strat plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally laying out what are you going to do over the next 12 months or whatever your season is. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not putting you in a walled situation like you must do this.
No,
right. Your season, but what are you going to do within that season? How are you going
exactly.
to accomplish those every other week episodes or once a month or whatever your mm-hmm. strategy is of producing and publishing? How are you going to get there? And
mm-hmm.
that's just a piece of it, along with the format and the genre. And if
exactly.
you follow. But if you don't map it out like you would a business success plan,
mm-hmm.
At least you're giving yourself the incentive to succeed, the incentive to, okay, if I fail, it's because I didn't follow the plan.
Right. And I think the logistics is the first thing that we should be thinking about, but we often think about the content first. But the content can't go out into the world without the logistics being in place. And so, you know, I have a client where their podcast was virtual, but they are trying to get this in-person aspect going. And I've reached out to you about it. Like, we've been, you know, reaching out to different places and trying to get an idea. And we had, you know, multiple people helping us. But when people don't have a clear, like, role, then that's when things can start to get messy or things are not getting done how they should get done. So it's really important, if you're going to have multiple people working on your podcast, that everybody is on the same page about what that game plan is for the next 12 months, 6 months, whatever.
And it's also, you know, with a group of people, really designating who does what.
And
they're comfortable in doing it, as well as laying out deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk away from a meeting going, okay, we're all on page. Don't know
what are the next steps.
Everybody knows what the next steps are. That's where it falls apart. Like, I didn't know when we were supposed to have that done. I didn't know I was supposed to contact the studio to get this done. You know, laying it out, at least everybody knows what their goals are, what their deadlines are to move forward and hold each other accountable. Not necessarily, if you don't do it, you're off the team situation.
Right.
But there are no hard feelings.
Exactly.
And also looking at from the aspect of, okay, is this a project you can do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, you know, it's like, okay, you're all excited about being around the table and you're going to do this podcast, but all of a sudden the deadlines are in play and you realize, oh, this is kind of another job, quote unquote, that I'm doing.
Yeah.
If you're not on board, that'll soon be evident.
Yeah.
and things will start to fall apart. So you got to be honest with each other. And then a lot of the conversation I have with podcasters too at the beginning is be honest with your time. Do you have the time to do this? And it's not unique to podcasting. It's unique content creation you're doing, video, blogs, networking, whatever it might be to grow your business. You need to be honest about the time you're going to dedicate and honest to your team members as well, too.
Exactly. Because the last thing you want to do is have someone on the team who's putting in a ton of work to create, you know, the outline for a podcast, and then there's no studio booked. or you spend all this time, you know, recording all these episodes, and then you're like me, where they're all sitting in a Google Drive and they haven't been edited yet. So you have to think about, you know, everything with your podcast from start to finish to getting those things complete so that they can go out there. And you know, another thing I think we don't think about deeply enough as well is really defining, like, what is our niche with our podcast? You know, what is going to make this podcast different from others? You know, as y'all know, I love true crime. And so it's like, what about a true crime podcast is going to stand out to me to make me stop and listen to not just one episode, but then also becoming a subscriber and becoming a loyal fan like I am to Payne Lindsay and Tenderfoot TV, which I've talked about so many times, right?
They're paying you now, right?
They should be. I mean, come on, right? So, you know, it's like, what is going to make your podcast something that people want to listen to? So, like with us, for example, I think what makes the Circle Sessions unique is that you're not just hearing, you know, me and Brett talk every single time. You know, there are multiple people who are a part of this podcast who share their perspective and their expertise. Ultimately, we're talking about the topic of podcasting, but we're talking about it from different angles and different perspectives, different ideas. And so that's what makes this different than, you know, maybe just a regular business podcast where it's just the same host or the same two co-hosts every single week. Right. And so thinking about how you can get your podcast to stand out from others. And I think once you really have a clear understanding of whatever your mission or your niche is with your podcast, I think from there you're able to get more creative and be able to create the type of content, not even just within the podcast, but the marketing for the podcast to make you stand out, just as you would with the business, right? I mean, I offer marketing services, so does Yasmin. But the way that we go about our businesses or like marketing and promotion are very different. And that's what makes us both unique and also makes us both stand out, but still able to stand together on this podcast. So thinking about that, just as you would with your business and your podcast too.
Right. Yeah. Your point of understanding that target audience. When you begin your business is that, yes, there are probably other people in this industry that you're in that are doing it, but you're going at it differently.
Yeah.
You have a unique perspective that basically you've heard feedback from people you've worked with. Mm-hmm. Note that I like working with you because, and you go, wow, I have something different than anybody else here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run with it.
Yeah.
Same thing with the podcast. Mm-hmm. Look at it as that business piece. Okay, what do you bring uniquely to this podcast that you're comfortable in your own skin every time you're on mic or video and or video? Right. That you're having a great time with it. You're just filling brain power onto a podcast or a video cast. And you can't wait till the next time you're able to talk about stuff you're excited about.
Yeah. And, you know, I would encourage the listeners to study podcasts that aren't even related to your topic. Mm-hmm. And think about, I mean, go through your own Spotify or Apple or Google and see what podcasts are you subscribed to and why. Write out like the pros and the cons of the podcast. Like, what are things that you like about it? What are things that, you know, if it were up to you, maybe you would do differently? And think about how that could be applicable to your own podcast. There probably are things about the podcast that you already listened to that you may be able to find a way to fit into what you're doing, even if it's not related at all.
Right.
You know, thinking about a transformative podcast, Serial, right? Mm-hmm. What made Serial so unique was, one, it was like one of the first of its kind. But then also that entire podcast was dedicated to this one thing. Now, can that be dangerous? Sure, because I think when they started season two, people were not interested. They were interested in this one story. So then you look at Payne Lindsay from Tenderfoot TV, who also started his podcast focused on this one thing. And instead of just staying in that type of podcast, when he wanted to do another story, he started a new podcast and people followed him there. And then people still went back to the old one because they hadn't heard it before. And then now he has a whole network of multiple different podcasts. So that's how you can take something and figure out, okay, I love this, but how can I turn this into something even bigger or better that would fit me and my audience? Mm-hmm. So highly recommend, you know, thinking about your favorite podcast and really just getting out a piece of paper and writing down, like, what makes this so unique that you want to listen to it every week.
Right. That you can't wait for the next episode. Yeah. You carve out time to actually listen to it. Is it the storytelling? Is it just how the co-hosts interact or the person interacts? And it's not to emulate, but it's that understand, okay, that's what attracts me. And that sure it's the same kind of audience that he has or she has that I would want. Mm-hmm. But also match your personality to it. And again, it's all comes back to, this is why as an entrepreneur or a business owner, you do this as well too. It's an extension of who you are, what you know best. It's natural to you. Mm-hmm. Or do something that's not natural to you.
Right.
And if you are, if it's one of those, I want to, and I've had a couple of clients that have looked at a podcast as skill building for them. They want to master speaking better. They were all good, but they just thought, you know what? I need this microphone to even be better. I want to hone in these skills that I can create 20-minute pieces and really more of that, if nothing else, solidify my thoughts in 20 minutes rather than just rambling on. So they use it as a platform to do that and to just almost every time they were on the mic, they were coming up with these ideas and they wanted to kind of fill it out. And they used the podcast to create more and more about around what they're doing. And then it ended. for them. You know, yeah. And they said, you know what, I have nothing else to say, so why should I continue? And I mm-hmm. nodded my head going, you're right.
Yeah.
And you did what you're supposed to do. So such a flexible platform to do what you want
Definitely.
To do. And again, looking at it from the aspect of how did you build your business? There are some mm-hmm. principles of building a business that go along with creating a podcast as well, too. And use those Definitely. Strategies you've already used.
Yeah. And, you know, looking at, I mean, thinking about my own business, you know, my business coach recommended, because I was kind of getting to a point where I was kind of tapped out with clients and client meetings and really wanted to pivot to kind of not always have to be the only person around for a client to feel comfortable. And so one thing that he recommended, it was to update my website so that it wasn't just my face. Mm-hmm. And so I added some of the contractors that I work with. They were a part of the next photo shoot so that when they go out for client events to get content, and if it's not me, it's still somebody that's a familiar face because they're used to seeing my team out and around. And that made me think about, as you were talking, the New York Times podcast we talked about before called The Daily. And initially, when I started listening to The Daily, it was hosted by a journalist named Michael Barboa. And then when he went on paternity leave, they started introducing new people. And at first, I don't want to hear anybody else. I want to hear Michael. But over time, you start to hear these people more and more and more. Then they start adding in a few more people. And then they did an episode maybe a couple months ago where it was Michael and like two or three of the new co-hosts all doing an episode together. So now when the episode starts, when I hear Michael, I am like, ooh, it's Michael today. But when I hear other people, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'm comfortable with this person because I've heard them do their storytelling before and I'm okay with them. And so that's another example of how, you know, in our businesses, for me, I was trying to pivot as a business owner to be able to focus on working on the business and not always in the business. Yeah. So I had to do some things to pivot. Same with The Daily. I mean, Michael was doing this podcast every single day at like 4 o'clock in the morning to get it out by 6 a.m. That's not going to be sustainable for a podcast that comes out Monday through Friday every single day. And so how do you pivot? You know, even thinking about the podcasters that may be listening now, if you are a one-person host, can you slowly start to introduce other thought leaders, other people on your team, maybe your clients? And that way you don't have to necessarily own everything. So then you can treat this like a business and focus on the development and building up the podcast. And maybe you're not the person that's always the person that people hear every single episode.
Right. Yeah. That's a nice transition from, you know, you may start out as a solo episode. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is a lot of work to be a solo episode. I need mm-hmm. to bring in guests. Well, yeah. there's another strategy to guests in regards to, okay, why do you want to bring in guests and who mm-hmm. are they? But you're right, you know, to that end, yes, it's a nice reprieve mm-hmm. having to be on all the time, but you're, you know, but that's a whole different strategy and it works really, really well. Mm-hmm. It just comes down to why do you want to, and then who are you going to target to be on your podcast that you know that your listeners won't be tuning out because like, mm-hmm. oh, I just want to hear you talk.
Yeah.
But you're laying the groundwork going, I need you to hear from this person.
Exactly.
He or she has influenced me. And if you like what I bring to the table, you're going to love what they bring to the table.
Exactly.
So those sorts of things can really work for you mm-hmm. as a podcaster, just like you said, building a business. Mm-hmm. Bringing additional resources in that, yes, you're still the face of it. You're still the face of your business. You're still the face of your podcast.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But you're expanding to make it work for you. And all businesses evolve. All podcasts evolve.
Yeah.
And you allow it to happen because those opportunities help growth.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. They really do. They really, really do. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know. I think, you know, looking at, as we're talking about here, looking at as a podcast as a business and using these same strategies is really, really smart. Mm-hmm. But I also know that we don't work in a vacuum, that we need to bounce ideas off of each other. And yeah. I think, you know, this is what at the point in the show where we talk about how do we get a hold of each other. We're both independent contractors. We're both owning our own business. You know, that sort of thing. We're entrepreneurs. I think, you know, anyone listening to this podcast can use this as a resource too about, okay, how did you build your business as a podcast consultant? How did you build a business as a marketing consultant?
Right.
And all the different things that you're doing. And how does that play into a podcast or podcasts that you have been a part of? How can they get a hold of you to talk a little bit more about this aspect?
Yes, yes. You can go to my website, www.tjecommunications.com. I offer free consultations, so we can definitely talk through these ideas. And even I always love sharing my entrepreneurial journey and how I got to this point. So always loved to share that. So please don't hesitate to schedule some time to chat if you're interested.
Yeah. Same with me. You can go to mypodcastguy.com. Set up a time, or, you know, actually go to LinkedIn, find me. I've got links, that sort of thing. That's a great way to do it too. DM me and we'll set up a time. That may be a little bit easier than scheduling a time just because it's the same thing ultimately, but it's that I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn as well. That's my, you know, my main platform doing business and, you know, talking to people and that sort of thing, but that's an easy way to do it as well too. So, I think this is a fun conversation to have with other people. And I think it's that as podcasters, as entrepreneurs, we think we're alone, but we're not.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of shared journey that we can talk about to help people get to where they want to be faster by just knowing that you're not alone.
Right. Exactly.
By just reaching out. So thanks for joining me again, Tanisha.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah. Anytime.